A conversation with Will Coggan, Managing Director of PETAKillsAnimals.com, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. First off, Will, is PETA against people owning animals?
Yeah, they are. I'm happy to give you some quotes from Ingrid Newkirk, the co-founder of PETA and still running the organization, where she has said, "Pet ownership is an abysmal situation." Those words, abysmal situation. So she has long outspoken against pet ownership. And that comes in two ways. First off, she's explained in her basically ideal world, there's no real pet ownership and that pets are kind of running around the wild. And I'll give you an exact quote. That's a little paraphrase there. I'll give you the exact quote for sure, so you have it for accuracy's sake. On the second front, it's trying to get rid of the legal ability to own animals at all, period, whether they're pets or whether they're farm animals or, you know, whether a zoo owns an animal, any kind of private ownership of animals under the legal system, they want to get rid of that entirely as well. They view ownership essentially as slavery.
Common sense would dictate people that own dogs are crazily dedicated to their dogs and making sure that the dogs and cats or whatever, they're comfortable, that they are well taken care of, that they're well fed, well watered. What's the rationale? You're saying slavery. There's no slavery involved.
PETA views it a little bit differently.
Yeah, and according to Will, last year PETA euthanized over 1,800 cats and dogs.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.